back here on a Thursday morning. Jeff Wiggins filling in for Steve Gruber here on the Steve Gruber Show in the middle of the second hour. And earlier we talked about, made a mention of the women's soccer team taking a knee during the national anthem of the Olympics. Again, still baffling to me. But, I mean, the national anthem is played, in my opinion, as a reminder that we are able to do these type of things. We have the freedom and the luxury to engage in these sporting events, these festivals of, you know, athletic display, because of the way our country is set up. And yet, time and again now, our national anthem has become a focus of controversy, of offense to some. And it's going to continue as the professional football season begins. NFL is going to start up here. And it's not going away. Here to talk about that and join me is Chris Arps. He is the National Advisory Board member for the National Center for Public Policy Research, Project 21. He's also a managing partner with the public affairs and communications consulting firm Red Tail Strategies. Mr. Arps, thank you for joining me.
Jeff, thank you for having me this morning.
So we're not talking about the, well, we kind of are. We're talking about the national anthem being played at sporting events. And like I said before, it's causing some to use it as an opportunity to protest, using it as an opportunity to show their opposition to certain issues that are going on around the country. But the NFL is, I don't really even know what to call it. They're going a step in a different direction. Maybe you can fill me in on this.
Jeff, I tell you what the NFL is doing. They are continuing down the path of killing the golden goose, which is professional football. I'm 55 years old. I've been watching football probably since I was 5 or 6 years old. Last season was the first season that I did not watch a single football game. Now, I will admit, I did watch the Super Bowl because I thought it was going to be a thrilling game. But I boycotted the NFL because I was sick of all the activism that's in sports, and I was hoping that this season I would be able to watch football again, but it looks like I probably will not be watching.
Well, and that's because we have learned that the NFL is now going to be playing not just the national anthem, but the black national anthem. Now, not being a black man myself, I don't really know what the purpose of this would entail. And I mean, I guess I'm not too familiar with this. If you could elaborate myself and my listeners on why they would be taking this step and where this even comes from.
Well, I think one of the reasons that they're taking this step is because, you know, the NFL league is comprised of probably 80 to 90% African American players. So I think because of that, they're trying to placate the BLM activists, and it's just a bad idea. People want to, when they watch sports, they want to escape. They want to get away from their daily lives. They don't want to be injected with politics in their sports. And it seems like the NFL has not learned the lesson that the NBA has learned, that people, sports fans, reject this. The NFL's ratings were down last year. The NBA's ratings were down 2 years in a row. I don't know when what it's going to take for these professional sports teams, owners, and leagues to learn that this is not what the American people want.
Well, and that's one thing. And we talked about this earlier in the show, is that you see it in stores. You see it with corporations across the country. As you said, ratings are down. Revenue, you have people boycotting these sports, not just because of the national anthem issue, but because of a lot of the injection of politics. And unfortunately, it seems to be only one brand of politics that's being injected. And the problem you have is the country, on average, is a center-right country. So your clientele isn't really a big fan of the type of politics that you're pushing on them, especially, as you said, at a time when they're just looking to relax and watch a good sporting event.
Yeah, and I think part of this, too, is what you said about you see all the corporate activism. I think that's a part of it, too. I think the NFL is trying to placate some of their corporate sponsors also. You know, I don't have a problem necessarily with inclusion and trying to make everybody feel welcome and point out other cultures. But we're just tired of it. We're tired of Colin Kaepernick. We're tired of the U.S. Olympic team not standing up for the national anthem. We're just tired of it. And, you know, I'm going to be like other people, probably finding other activities to do on Sunday afternoon.
Well, I believe I'm with you, my friend, in that. I think with a wife and four kids myself, I think I have plenty more to do on a Sunday afternoon.
Discovered there are museums. There's actually museums in cities that you can visit.
Absolutely,
it's amazing.
You can learn something instead of sitting on your couch and watching a doubleheader. So
exactly.
But and you said it before, and we appreciate you joining us and talking about this.
Sure.
But it's definitely an issue that's not going away anytime soon, and unless the leagues respond to what the fans are asking for, and we'll see what happens there. But we appreciate you joining us on the program and talking about this. It's definitely, like I said, an issue that's not going away anytime soon, and it's unfortunate because you and I, we all watch our sports to kind of unwind, to get away from the politics of things in our everyday lives.
Exactly.
And it's just something that's unfortunate. Thanks a lot for joining us, Chris. And
yeah,
I appreciate you being on the show. It's Jeff Wiggins.
Thank you.
Filling in for Steve Gruber here on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be back. Stay tuned.